This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. June 3rd podcast update for pandemic.news. Mike Adams here. It's very easy, very tempting for people to now conclude that the pandemic is over, that it's gone forever. And I would say an even greater number of people now are convinced that the coronavirus never even existed, that the whole thing was a hoax. And I would really caution leaping to that conclusion for a couple of important reasons. I mean, number one, it's very clear that all the doctors and nurses in places like New York City who were dealing with 800 deaths a day, they weren't faking that. Now, granted, some of the hospitals did, I have no doubt now, some of them did mark the deaths as COVID-19 when they weren't because of the additional reimbursement. So I do understand that that's the case. But in places like New York City, normally at that time of the year, you know, late March, early April, you would have about 400 deaths a day from the entire state of New York. But we had 800 deaths a day, so double the mortality rate from any cause during the peak of the coronavirus. So the coronavirus is, in my view, it was a genetically engineered biological weapon. It was designed to target the ACE2 receptors. That's very clear. All the geneticists agree on that, even the ones that don't think it was engineered. They do agree that it does target the ACE2 receptors. As a result, it was spread from person to person, and we were on a very rapid parabolic spread in the United States until about mid-March when the lockdowns began. The number of infections was doubling roughly about every 3.5 days, and the number of deaths peaked out at about 2,900 deaths per day in the United States. If we had not stopped the spread of the virus, those deaths would have gone to 20,000 a day, and then 40,000 a day, you know, and then we would have had, I had previously projected, if we had done nothing to stop it, we would be at 80,000 deaths a day by early July. Fortunately, people got wise. And I believe that, in fact, nutrition has been a huge part of stopping this. I'm increasingly convinced that the lockdowns did not do as much as the experts wanted them to do. I think that the lockdowns as a tactic were largely a failure. We know that now in hindsight. And I also think the lockdowns were weaponized to become to get extended far longer than they should have been. You may recall in early March, I called for the initial lockdowns for a period of 28 days so that we could break the cycle of the exponential spread. Well, apparently, for many Democrats, 28 days wasn't enough. They want like 28 months of lockdowns. Lockdown until everyone's vaccinated. That's what it became. And that's insane. That's a weaponization of the lockdowns that caused, you know, extreme economic damage. And it was punitive. It was malicious in many ways. I think it was deliberate, too. I think a lot of people, a lot of Democrat governors and so on, wanted the lockdowns to cause maximum damage. And so they used them as a weapon system, which is, you know, incredibly irresponsible, unethical, immoral, and so on. But that's what they did. However, I do think that the initial lockdowns at least gave us a pause in the exponential spread. You know, for the first 2 weeks, now we know that probably 2 weeks is all that was necessary, and 28 days should have been the max. But at least it gave us a pause to where we could learn more about how to beat this virus. See, what we know now is that nutrition beats the virus very easily. I think we've also learned that most of the people who died from COVID-19 were people who had flu shots. So it turns out that if you didn't have a flu shot last year, and if you took zinc and vitamin D and vitamin C and so on, you know, you practiced good nutrition, and you didn't have hypertension or crazy underlying comorbidity factors, your chances of dying from COVID-19 were very close to zero. And, you know, if you go into a nursing home today, you have to get a flu shot. So I believe that the main reason why people were dying in the nursing homes is not just because of their age. I believe it's also a primary factor is because they were all vaccinated against the flu. I think it's the influenza vaccine that caused the overreaction of the immune system, you know, so-called cytokine storm, the respiratory inflammation, and so on, that led to the deaths of a great number of people. And in addition to that, We also know that ventilators were killing people. So many of these deaths, even in New York City, we can talk about 800 deaths a day at the peak. I wonder how many of those 800 deaths were death by ventilator, you know? I mean, I don't mean to laugh about it. It's a serious topic, but they were all recorded as coronavirus deaths. What if, you know, 200 out of the 800 were actually death by ventilator? And that seems very likely to be the case, by the way. It might be more than that. So we could really be looking at a pandemic here that only killed half as many people as the official statistics state. Now, in retrospect, you know, we could have reduced the fatalities by perhaps half without the ventilator mistake. And that one of the main reasons why more people didn't die across America was because of nutrition. There were so many people buying zinc and vitamin D and vitamin C and elderberry extracts that you couldn't even find zinc on Amazon.com. It wasn't even available. The vitamin C was all sold out. We couldn't get vitamin C as a manufacturer of it. So to put it all together, the big picture here is, in my view, I mean, yes, the virus is real. And yes, it was engineered to attack and exterminate human beings. That was its purpose. And yes, it's very dangerous if you've had a flu shot and you don't have good nutrition and you have underlying health conditions. But for the rest of the population, I think this weapon system was a dud. That's what I think. But I always urge caution in the sense that it can come back because a lot of people have had flu shots, you see. A lot of people are nutritionally deficient. A lot of people don't take zinc or vitamin D or the other things that work. A lot of people have a highly inflammatory diet. A lot of people have poor immune function, for example. There are a lot of people who don't have good health. And as a result, there is still vulnerability across the population that can come surging back if we're not careful in terms of nutrition. And I believe wearing masks in public places can help reduce the spread. Although I know there's a lot of contention about masks these days, and some people just absolutely refuse them. I've noticed in Texas, basically everybody stopped wearing masks. So I guess we're going to find out pretty soon whether that matters, right? I mean, it is kind of an experiment to see whether we're going to have a resurgence in cases. If we do see a resurgence, by the way, I've calculated that it will take 2 to 3 months to put us back where we were in, let's say, late February. So in other words, even if there's a resurgence, it's not going to happen here in June. We're not going to see hundreds of thousands of new deaths by the end of June. That's no way. That's not going to happen. It's not even going to happen in July. I believe that if there is a resurgence, we'll see it in August. And the size of that resurgence will depend entirely on how people behave between now and then. It all comes down to how effectively the virus can spread or not spread. And so before, it was doubling the number of infections roughly about every 3.5 days. Well, if you can slow that down to once per week or once every 2 weeks, then your rate of growth is extremely small compared to what it would have otherwise been. So if people are not doing the big parties, especially indoors, where especially they're sharing a lot of spray, you know, spit in the air, let's say, if people are taking precautions with nutrition, if people are washing their hands and things like that, we could really be looking at a situation where the so-called second wave is almost non-existent. But if people are careless and complacent, then we could be looking at a very strong resurgence that, frankly, could dwarf the original wave, the first wave. So my overall message to people in all of this, and I know that these topics have been highly contentious, especially in the independent media over the last few months, and many people are convinced the whole thing is a hoax. In my view, it's not a hoax. It is real. We do know how to beat it. People who've had flu shots are especially vulnerable, and people who don't have good nutrition are very vulnerable, but the rest of the people, the risk of dying is close to zero. Nevertheless, because we have so many people who've had flu shots and so many people who are nutritionally deficient, there is a very real risk of a second wave surging back. And the timeline of that, I think we would begin to see that in August. Now, many people are wondering about these riots. And they're wondering whether the riots are causing the pandemic to spread. There's been some media coverage that's talking about, it's been spreading because of the riots. That's just conjecture. They don't know for sure. It's too early to know. Here's my guess on that. I think, first of all, a lot of the rioters were wearing masks, okay? So if masks work, then the riots probably didn't spread the pandemic very much. Secondly, a lot of them were outdoors. And outdoors, it's much more difficult to spread this virus because the air is, of course, quickly dispersed by the ambient outdoor air. So they weren't riding really in indoor environments where the risk is high. Thus, given the fact that many of them wore masks, given the fact they're riding outside, I don't really see how outdoor activities such as riots or protests could really strongly contribute to an explosion in the number of coronavirus cases. So I do not expect to see some sudden surge. Look, the bottom line on this is that this threat is not yet over. Yes, they locked us down in a punitive way that was unnecessary, and it was extended way beyond any real scientific justification. But that doesn't mean the virus was fake. The virus was real. It was engineered to accomplish this. They knew they couldn't destroy our system unless they also produced some real deaths, which is exactly what this did. Hundreds of thousands of deaths. You know, maybe a lot more, especially in China. We don't even know the real numbers yet. The virus is real, but they can use a real virus to really enslave you. And that's exactly what has happened. If we're not careful, this can come back. So the takeaway from this for everybody, in my opinion, is number one, avoid flu shots, for one. Don't take the flu shots. I think they make you more vulnerable. In fact, the science has shown that you have a much higher risk of dying from COVID-19 if you've had a flu shot. Secondly, take all the appropriate nutrition, you know, eat well. Avoid highly inflammatory foods such as fried foods and processed milk, you know, things like that. Eat well, have good nutrition, get good rest, reduce your stress, support your immune function. And I think that we can beat this thing. Then we have to deal with whatever else they have in mind in terms of a second biological weapon or a nuclear war or, you know, a civil war, some uprising, a power grid attack or cyber war. Who knows what they've got in store for humanity? It's clear they're at war. They, the globalists, are at war with humanity. And this virus was just the opening chapter. That's the bottom line takeaway from this. What we've experienced so far just scratches the surface of what they have in store for us. They are demonic, and they hate humanity, and they will do anything to kill us all. And this chapter has only just begun. So stay informed on all of this. Read naturalnews.com. Keep watching videos at brighteon.com. Support all of us who are trying to awaken humanity and to defend humanity against the enemies of humanity. And thank you for your support. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Take care.